For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company. As Bill would say, drought's over.
Drought's over. Trevor came down just to hang out with us yesterday morning.
He didn't say hi to me.
You didn't say hi to him.
Trevor was here. Ways. I will say this. That's one thing that's nice. That's why Beck's is so successful.
Why?
Not overbearing. Not overbearing. He didn't come walking in here.
He didn't shake my hand. I'm here.
You knew who I am? I'm Sonny's right-hand man. No, he's just Trevor. Just trying to get better.
He's Sonny's right-hand man.
That's a pretty big application there. Oh, absolutely. He said that the plots out back are working really, really well. But he delivered corn himself. Someone needed seed, had an issue. You know who delivered it?
Who?
Trevor. Delivered it for himself. The number one executive in Beck's delivered the seed to the farmer because they needed it. Instead of saying, yeah, come on in and get it. You know what he did? How about this? If I load it up.
I'll be there in a second.
How about if I bring it to you? Does that help? Does that help sales at all? Yeah.
He's like Colonel Tom Parker.
Yes, exactly.
Elvis's right-hand man.
No, he wasn't a very good guy.
Oh, he was.
A terrible guy.
That guy was bad.
No, he was a horrible.
Colonel Tom Parker was a bad guy?
Yeah, you see the movie? The movie Elvis? Oh, he's horrible.
So Trevor's not like that.
No.
He's the opposite of Colonel Tom Parker.
I'm going to look into this. Yeah. Colonel Tom Parker was a bad, bad person.
He was a bad man?
Yes, he was. He was horrible.
He was best, it says on Wiki, he was best known as the talent manager of Elvis.
Well, he was. He was the talent manager, but he also signed up to some deals that kind of, Watch the movie. He was hated.
Really?
Yes.
His background was working in carnivals.
Yes.
He moved into music promotion. Colonel Tom Parker. Yes.
We do some more research on
Tom Parker. He discovered Elvis, if I'm correct.
I think you're right.
Discovered him.
Colonel Tom Parker encountered Presley in 1955 and by 1956 had become his manager.
Yep, that's right. Correct. That would happen.
With Colonel Tom Parker's help, Presley signed a recording contract with RCA Victor, which led to his commercial breakthrough in 1956. With his sixth single, Heartbreak Hotel. No, he had six singles, so I don't know if he totally discovered him. Anyway, sorry.
Colonel Tom Parker.
So Trevor is like Colonel Tom Parker.
No, he's not.
He's very similar.
No, not at all. Never once thought, Trevor, you remind me of the talent manager for Elvis. No.
He's kind of a talent manager.
He's a talent manager, Funny. Yes.
Beck's offers 100% free replant on all their products, corn, soybeans, even alfalfa, because they don't just sell seed. They guarantee a stand. Contact your local Beck's rep today for more details at beckshybrids.com. And thanks to Trevor for not being Colonel Tom Parker, for being a good person.
It's not 94%. What percent is it?
100%. 100%.
Anything else, Jake?
Yeah, we got some breaking news. We do. Mm-hmm. Big news.
This is probably one of the best phone calls we've received.
This breaking news comes straight out of Lincoln, Nebraska. As of about 5 minutes ago, a phone call received by young Ben in the production room.
Yes, I saw him take the call. He looked very concerned.
This goes to yesterday or maybe the day before, you proclaimed that there's so many rabbits out and about.
Because
maybe the foxes or the coyotes have gone missing. They dissipated.
Especially the coyotes.
Per unnamed caller on the phone line, they saw a coyote this morning on the trail.
The coyotes are back.
So coyotes are still in Lincoln, Nebraska.
They're mounting a counterattack.
They didn't get that trail.
Jake, on the trail.
On the trail.
Is it the Oregon Trail? What trail is it?
We asked young Ben for more specifics than what the caller said. He didn't say which trail or what the person's name was, but this person saw a coyote this morning, Ben, went on their walk on a trail in Lincoln.
Was the coyote angry, Ben? We don't know that. Ben asked no questions.
Ben, I want to give you a little tutorial.
On journalism?
Yes.
This is the writer of the year.
Are you in journalism school, Ben? Because you're about ready to go to school right here.
Yeah.
You're about ready. from the number one reporter in the history of Nebraska.
Always remember these words: who, what, when, where, and why.
Yes.
Always have those in your mind, flowing through your mind. Okay.
We asked Ben,
just to get the basics. What trail?
What
where?
Trail?
That's where.
That's where.
That's where.
How about a name, Steve?
Who?
We didn't get that one, did we, Ben?
Who?
We have no idea who called in.
Two big ones. Yeah. Devoid of fact.
Right now, we break this. We're working for the Inquirer. Not getting a lot of the facts quite right. Just get a picture of Elizabeth Taylor with somebody and write an article.
What is a reporter without a pen?
Yeah.
You gave him a pen, didn't you?
Yes.
He goes, yeah.
Ben, here, take this pen.
Yes, Jim. Ben, do you
need
have a
this
pen?
More than
he
says, I do.
No, he goes, there you go. Take a pen. Yes, at that.
All right, he's on the
he's on the phone? The he wants to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, send him in.
What the hell?
Send
okay.
him in.
The person who has all the... Who do we have here? What's your name? State your name.
My name is Anthony.
Anthony.
Okay. Anthony. What trail?
Yeah, where were you at this morning?
Okay. I don't know the actual name of the trail. It's it runs from way south Lincoln to, I think, to downtown even.
Okay. What was your location?
I am just south of 27th and Old Chaney.
Okay. Okay. Just south of 27th. Be on alert if you have kids out on bikes.
Yeah, that's kind of city area.
It's city, yeah.
Did the coyote bother you or just, yeah, you just saw him?
Complete city. Yeah, sure.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, I live just down the road here. I'm still sitting on the bench here. Haven't seen him for a minute, but he came walking by and saw me and then took off south, and I've talked to many people on the trail here who have also seen him. So it's definitely a confirmed coyote reporting. Don't call them coyotes either.
Yeah, thank you. It's coyotes. That's right. Proper.
Thank you, Anthony, for that.
Anthony,
thank you for calling in. So the coyote, is headed south. He's headed south, so be alert.
There was concern in his voice.
Yes.
And there should be. I don't know.
He said he lost sight of the coyote, so maybe he's playing games on him.
You're supposed, if the coyote is at all threatening to you, make yourself big, look the coyote in the eye, and make a noise.
Should you feign death?
No. You'll be eaten.
That's what you do with a grizzly, don't you?
Don't,
if a grizzly bears are there,
they're different.
I think you're supposed to feign death.
They're different.
Okay, they are different. You're right.
Hang on. Grizzly, coyote.
Yes.
Grizzly.
I'm going to tell you right now, I used to have a camera out back when I fed the foxes. If I saw a grizzly bear on there, I'd be like, whoa.
Are you going down?
We're going down.
Dead.
Feign death.
I think you're supposed to make yourself big in the presence of a threatening coyote and look him square in the eye.
I agree with that.
I don't
that.
Think they really attack humans, ever. They attack dogs.
Yeah. Smaller dogs.
Yeah. I think you'll be okay as a person.
I think so. I mean, I don't know how much I'd want to test that.
Yeah.
To be honest. But anyway, thank you for that.
Anthony, thank you for the report.
Ooh, that's city. That's in the city.
Oh, it's going down. Guys, be alert. Yeah. Rabbit population is going to take a
hit. They are over by Holmes Lake. Often there's a ton of like a den over there somewhere just to the
coyote, not fox.
Coyote.
Okay.
Coyote.
A pack of coyotes.
Yeah, they've been around Holmes Lake
you don't
for
want
the last
that.
Couple of years.
Yeah. I'm not all seriousness, you don't want that. I mean it killed Norman, Jake. That's what got Norman, our cat.
Yeah.
A coyote.
I know. You thought it was I thought it was a bear sized raccoon that got him.
No.
You saw
you mixed up stories.
That's the one your dog
stitches to care. of the raccoon.
The size
on a winter
of,
day.
The size bear, of the bear.
The bear sized raccoon.
Yeah, and he came trotting back. I see that.
See that? You want to go?
Yeah.
You want
out
some?
No, you didn't want to go with stitches. No. Nobody did. I mean, that raccoon had a rough afternoon. Yeah. But no, Jake, that was another deal. Norman met an untimely death right outside our bedroom window. I heard it. I heard
to bring that back up.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Anything with sport?
Yeah, sport. Quickly on sport before we get to break and Rick came in.
Oh, yeah, we better get to this pitching
duo. I want to mention there was something very cool that happened last night in Major League Baseball for Nebraska fans. Two former Huskers faced off on the mound against each other for actually two very good teams. Spencer Schwellenbach was pitching for the Atlanta Braves, and Cade Povich was pitching for the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles won the game 4-2. They both actually pitched well.
Really well.
Spencer Schwellenbach went 6 innings, and Cade went 7 innings for the
That's incredible.
For the Orioles.
You know what's incredible? When was the last time it happened that two former Huskers squared off as starters in the MLB?
I'm saying never.
It might be never.
It's been a century. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's ever happened. It's been at least a century, according to this story. By Evan Bland of the Omaha World Herald. So, yeah, they both pitched really well. Really well.
Schwellenbach, if you recall, was a shortstop and a closer. Was not a starter in his time at Nebraska. He was throwing 100 mile per hour fastball, 98.
Was he throwing 100?
He was throwing about 99 to 100.
Was he?
Really?
As a closer at Nebraska.
Okay.
About 3 years ago. Very, very good team.
The combined line. Did you say that? The combined line for those guys last night?
It was very solid.
12 innings.
So they both went six. Excuse me. They both went 6 innings.
12 innings, yeah. 2 runs, only 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. Povich walked nobody. 6 strikeouts, no walks. Will Bolt was in the stands.
He was in the stands.
Will Bolt was right behind home plate. I actually appeared on the Braves network and in the Orioles broadcast booth. I don't know if that was radio or what. But yeah, they.
Yeah, this was Povich's second start, and he went 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. That's a good outing for Cade Povich.
Yeah.
And it was a good game. 4-2, Orioles won. It was a very cool moment for Nebraska baseball yesterday.
Super cool.
So congrats to, for Cade for being on the winning team, but Spencer pitched well also. Very cool. Yeah. Congrats to Will Pohl and Darren Erstad. Yeah. They were both part of recruiting for that.
Schwellenbach was Erstad's prized recruit.
Yeah, like, you got to give Erstad
the equivalent
some
of the
too.
Quarterback you recruited from California. Or Joe Burrow, I guess. I don't know. Which one's bigger to you?
They're both just outstanding.
Smith or Burrow. But yeah, Schwellenbach was Darren's.
They're both first overall picks. Sip, how can you choose?
Bill recruited him.
One overall, one.
Bill recruited him. He's on our show. How about that?
Is this about the unemployment thing again?
I knew you were going.
You
there.
You let it in. It's remarkable. He recruited twice the number one pick in the draft. Now he sits by us.
That's one way to spin it. the other way is it's remarkable.
Ben took a call that was extremely interesting and got no facts. Not one fact.
Ben.
He didn't get a name.
We just want more urgency.
Just some more facts here. Something, Ben.
Something to suggest you care.
Yes.
Rick Haven's song of the day next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.